All right, folks. Next up, Benoit here is going to tell us about the Wazo platform. It's the first time Wazo presents here at the RTC DevRoom, I believe. Is that correct?
It what?
Have you guys presented before at this DevRoom? I think not, right?
No, not yet.
All right. Well, very happy to have you.
Yeah, thank
you. Go for it.
Thank you, guys. So, today I'm going to introduce you to Wazo platform. It's an open source project to build IP telecom infrastructure that we are leading with our company Wazo, which there is one of the co-founder there, and I'm one of the other co-founder, and I'm leading the operation for Wazo. So first, short question, who have ever heard about Wazo? Okay, cool. That's cool. So in this presentation, I will try to give you a rough understanding of why we are building that project, what you can do with the project, and what is inside the project. So first, why are we building Wazo platform? So we know that there are a lot of incredible open source projects in a lot of different fields to manage like your to protect your network, to route your network, to manage the media, to monitor your traffic, to do some reporting, and so on. But we feel that something was missing, and we wanted to bring that missing piece. So basically, what we are trying to achieve, we are trying to build a full telecom infrastructure with all those open source components, to create some coherence between all those components to make it easy to manage, easy to consume, and to allow some web developers to build services and solutions on top of it by abstracting the telecom complexity and exposing it through APIs, WebSockets, WebHooks, all the stuff that web developers need to build solutions. And so, what is Wazo platform? So it's 100% open source project. You can control everything from configuration to provisioning to management to call control through API. It's cloud native, it's multi-tenant, and it's based on microservices that you can like scale individually or build like more simple infrastructure in a single tenant. For web developers, so we expose, as I was saying, REST API, so we will go through that. And then we have some events through WebHook and WebSockets. So the mission of the platform, basically, is to leverage all the best open source components that are available and that I was showing in the first slide, to build a comprehensive platform and to allow people to create new communication services and solutions. So what can you build with Wazo? So basically, you can deploy the infrastructure, and on top of it, thanks to the APIs, you can develop multiple use cases that can range from unified communication, call center solution. You can use it if you are a service provider or an operator to expose your network and build some CPaaS capabilities. You can integrate some communication features inside your application, build some chat program, or Sylvain was playing with it to build some home automation. So there are also a lot of IoT use cases, and the one also that we came from was the IPB export. So to give you an understanding of the history of the project, it was started so in 2005, and the project was called at that time Xevo. So basically, the goal was to help people consume Asterisk and make it easy to deploy, easy to manage, and easy to build business on top of it. In 2016, the project took a new start, and we created Wazo with the vision to make that first part fully programmable and API-centric. And then, recently, Last year in September, we announced so Wazo platform, which is that new vision. So to give you all the components to build an entire infrastructure based on that project. So we have a team of 15 developers, a growing community that is all around the world. And so we will be happy to have you to contribute and join us. So to give you a bit, so I'm not the technical guy, so if you have technical questions, then Sylvain will be more than happy to answer. We did some choices in Wazo. So it's built on Debian. We're using Asterisk, Camellia, and RTP Engine for all the telecom parts. And then we are using so Python for the interface services, Consul for all the discovery, RabbitMQ for the messaging, PostgreSQL for the database, and Ansible to automate your deployments. So it's a really high-level architecture of what you can do with Wazo, something that we are deploying for customers. So as you can see, we use Camellia in various different aspects. The first one is as an SBC to protect the network. The second part is as a WebRTC to see proxy. And the last part is to route and load balance the traffic to the different asterisks. Then you have all the Wazo services for the management, for all the API exposure for all the class 4 and class 5 services. And then you have our SDK to help the developers quickly build solutions. So Wazo is, as we were saying before, a flexible infrastructure. You can like split all the services and distribute it, or have a smaller deployment and deploy it in a couple of VMs. It's multi-tenant, so you can get all the companies and customers that you want on a single virtual machine. It can scale massively, and you can control all the calls and everything you want thanks to the API, and it's open and interoperable, so you can add any external services that you want and that you need for the different use cases that you want to address. It's hybrid by design, so you are free to deploy it wherever you want. As I was saying, all-in-one or distributed, in the cloud, in virtual machine, in bare metal, or in containers. And you have all the documentation that you need to install it. We have an API-centric approach that comes from that can be needed to build use cases, so for end-user interfaces, but also to automate everything that you need in terms of configuration, deployment, and so on. So you have APIs to manage your users and authentication for the configuration, to manage your media, to manage your security and routing aspects, and all the event services that you may require. So there is a catalog of 450 APIs that can range from really low-level APIs to more use case-centric APIs, for example, for unified communication or call center application. To help developers quickly build great solution and experiences, we provide a JavaScript SDK. We provide some sample and demonstration to quickly have a taste of the platform, so to build web application or mobile application. We are actively contributed to the React Native CallKey project, And then if you want to contribute in the platform, we have also a Python SDK to help you improve the platform and make it do what you want to do. So we are trying to build an LCA ecosystem. We are trying to keep as less stuff as we can in the enterprise version. We are trying to provide a platform that is agnostic of the use case that you want to build. We don't want to orient the community in one way or another. We want you to be able to develop your own use case, your own app, and do the deployment the way you want. It's quite important for us. And on our side, on the enterprise version, we are building our entire business on top of Wazo platform. And so what are we building? We are building two products. The first one, it's for operators and service providers that want to enter in the unified communication business. And we provide a full suite of application management tool and so on to help them build their business, manage their customers, manage their deployments, manage their reseller networks. So everything is turnkey, and then thanks to the APIs, they can have an evolutive solution and build differentiation on top of it. And then we also provide some support and an enterprise version of the infrastructure stack for operators, also service providers and enterprises that want to build CPaaS capabilities, that want to address use cases and embed communication into apps. And basically, you can do like million of stuff with the programmable version. So everything is available on GitHub under GPL-V3 licenses. You can join us on Mattermost or on our Discourse forum, and then there is a website where you can find some documentation information on the project. We have also a blog that is accessible through the website. So wazoplatform.org. So now we have a short demo that may fail, but Sylvain will try to do something cool to show you what you can do with the platform pretty quickly.
Okay, so yes, so we have a small demo, but it's not telecommunication demonstration. It's a game. So we just want to show you it's fun to work in telecommunication. So I presented this demonstration in Astricon, I think 2 years ago in a dangerous demo. And because it's funny, we want to show you. So we are using Wazo platform, and we are using the WebSocket to get event from the platform, and we are using the API to control the event in the game. So basically, the game is an alien game. So it's like Space Invader. So there is a number, so you call the number and your call is an alien, and the game for me is to kill the alien. So when I kill you, you have a playback, you have a sound in the phone, and after the call is hung up. So if you call me, my phone, but I don't change my number. It's my French number, so. But basically, my phone ring, and I call I'm with you in the call. So, okay. So there is a number. So you see, there is my little. Vessel. So you can call if you want.
Come on, guys. Get your phone.
If you call this number, so his number is route to Wazo platform. When he arrive in the Wazo platform, you see there is some space invader, so it's not fast because it's more easy for me. So I can kill the alien and oh, the Wi-Fi is not really. So I can kill you. Oh, looks like there is some debug I forget to remove. So ready. So I can each call is an alien and I can kill you. So I think you hurt. So people can hurt something like a weasel as eat your. Sure, I don't remember, but it's a sound like this. Yes. So yeah, I think it's finished now.
Yeah. Thank you, Sylvain.
Bon, restez là s'il y a des questions.
So guys, do you have any question? If you want a tech question, it's for this guy.
We have about 3 minutes, so we can take a few questions. Rosa?
Hello. First question. Wazo includes billing software? Or something to make the or only the just the telecommunication, the communication.
Yeah, we provide CDR, but we are not provide.
So it's in the recording.
Okay, we provide CDR and all stuff to create billing system, but we are not a billing system. Yes, so. For example, you can take CG rate and can plug in with the Wazo platform, but it's not our business to create a billing system. Yes,
but that would be really interesting for people that have a billing system to try to integrate it with Wazo and then to make it more.
Are you guys aware of anyone using CG rates, for example, with Wazo platform?
How many systems do you need to deploy all the functionalities that you...
If you want to test just one, it depends on your use case, but one for class 4 and one for class 5, it's enough to start the project. But it depends on what you want to do after, so it's not easy to understand, but...
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.